This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A federal appeals court has upheld a temporary hold on Colorado's law raising the purchase age for all firearms to 21 years old. Gun rights advocates argue the higher age limit is unconstitutional. A district court judge issued a preliminary injunction blocking the law in August. Today, the appeals court reaffirmed that order, denying a request from Governor Polis's office to let the law take effect while legal challenges play out. The governor's office says it will continue to try to convince the courts that the law does conform with the Second Amendment. A commercial truck that caused a fatal crash on I-25 last year was not insured at the time of the collision. Instead, court documents show the trucking company attempted to add the truck to its policy just an hour afterwards. The crash killed five people, a young couple, their baby, and the driver's parents. Lawyer Grant Lawson is representing family members of the victims.
It is one of the most horrendous showings or examples of the failures and the lack of, you know, oversight, management, and control of the trucking industry.
The driver of the truck didn't have a commercial driver's license at the time of the crash. He's been charged with vehicular homicide and is awaiting trial. Colorado's Attorney General is investigating one of the state's largest towing companies for frequent legal violations. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state has received almost 1,000 complaints against Wyatt's Towing in the past couple of years. The investigation could lead to compensation for people who've been towed illegally. Weiser would not comment on the timeline for its completion. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.